In his 1858 poem, The Chambered Nautilus, Oliver Wendell Holmes described this remarkable creature as the frail tenant of its growing shell. However, the brilliant doctor, essayist, Harvard professor, and Supreme Court justice got the chambered nautilus wrong. It is not a frail tenant, far from it. The chambered nautilus is a robust survivor, a true living fossil. It has been around relatively unchanged for hundreds of millions of years. 265 million years before the dawn of the dinosaurs, the chambered nautilus was jet-propelling itself on the hunt for food with its long, slim tentacles. Those tentacles, of which it can have up to 90, give away its ancestry. The nautilus is a cephalopod mollusk, a relative of octopuses, squid, oysters, and clams. Yet unlike its cousin, the famous giant Pacific octopus, the chambered nautilus has small eyes, blurry eyesight, and suckerless tentacles. It cannot open jars. However, what it lacks in showmanship, it makes up for in beauty and longevity. It can live up to 16 years, while the giant Pacific octopus lives only 3 to 5. At more than an inch in length, its eggs are among the largest of any invertebrate. Those eggs also have an extremely long incubation period, from 6 months to a year. The nautilus is a scavenger. It hunts by using its tentacles as chemical sensors, in effect smelling the deep reefs of the tropical Indo-Pacific for dead and decaying crabs, fish, and occasionally other nautilus. Now about that shell. It's the only cephalopod to have one, and it is remarkable, mathematical. A cross-section of the nautilus shell reveals that its chambers are arranged in a perfect logarithmic spiral. These golden spirals use the golden ratio. They're found frequently in nature, sunflowers, hurricanes, galaxies, and in the elegant, lustrous mother-of-pearl whorl of a nautilus shell. But that shell isn't just for show. It's functional. It provides shelter, defense, and is a very nifty swim aid. The chambered nautilus can change its buoyancy in the water by adjusting the ratio of gas to saline solution in the chambers of its shell, much like a submarine uses its ballast tanks. In fact, the first nuclear-powered submarine launched in 1954 was named USS Nautilus. The chambered nautilus can dive very deep, migrating 2,000 feet to cold, deep waters during the day to avoid predators like turtles, octopuses, and sharks, then rising at night to feed in shallower, warmer waters. We might love the nautilus's shell too much. In 2011, the New York Times called the harvest of their shells for jewelry and ornaments a horrendous slaughter. Sadly, nautiluses today are heavily fished and face possible extinction in the places where competition for the shell trade is fiercest, like the Philippines. After surviving mass extinctions over millions of years, they are now at risk because we humans see a pretty shell, not the beauty of a survivor that stood the test of time. To learn more about the nautilus and its shell's golden ratio, please visit aqua.org/ablueview. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, whose mission is to inspire conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.